CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Doubts and concerns being raised about a Trump cabinet pick, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, the choice for Attorney General. CBS's Nicole Killian says some on a Senate panel that would take up the nomination want to see an unreleased ethics report on Gaetz.
Democrats on that committee, notably the chair, Dick Durbin, is one of those who has expressed interest in seeing that report from the House Ethics Committee, if that's possible. And certainly that would be a factor in many lawmakers' decisions. I mean, even whether they've seen the report or not, there are certainly a bipartisan concerns here on Capitol Hill about Gaetz's potential nomination, if he's even confirmable.
And there are new developments that could signal major changes at the Pentagon.
Members of the president-elect's transition team are said to be drawing up a list of military officers to be fired. That list includes the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The plans surfaced just one day after Trump named Fox News commentator Pete Hegseth for defense secretary. Hegseth, who is a veteran, has advocated a radical overhaul at the Pentagon, and the president-elect has openly criticized defense leaders who have criticized him, including the now-retired chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. One source says everyone associated with Milley will be gone. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Well, The Onion is all about satire.
You're watching The Onion News Network, a hacksaw of news cutting through the gangrenous leg of ignorance.
But this headline is no joke. The Onion buys InfoWars. The conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's empire sold at auction to The Onion, backed by families of the Sandy Hook massacre. Jones owes them $1.5 billion in damages for insisting the school massacre was a hoax. Jones vows further legal action. He wanted supporters to win the bidding. Major news today from the Motor City.
Ford will pay a $167 million fine after government regulators say they didn't recall vehicles with bad rearview cameras in a timely manner. Ford has also agreed to independent monitoring for 3 years. They'll also review all of their recalls over the past 3 years to make sure there are no issues.
That's reporter Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ Detroit. Overseas, correspondent Chris Livesay reports there's heavy security in Paris for a soccer match pitting France against Israel.
France should be boycotting the match, says protester Nassim Bourdia. We stopped Russia and South Africa from playing in the Olympics, but why not Israel now?
Israeli fans were injured in an attack after a match last week in Amsterdam. Wall Street, the Dow is down 130. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha counties saw significant home sale increases in year-to-year October sales. It was growth of 20% and 17%. The seven-county southeastern Wisconsin region only saw an overall 2.3% gain in home sales. Realtors continue to warn about insufficient new home construction. Kenosha Unified Schools is proposing a $13 million security upgrade plan to create secure entrances at all schools. It's prompted by the recent incident at Roosevelt Elementary. Racine County will hold a special election for county executive 1 week from today. The primary election will feature four candidates: Ralph Malicki, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, and Melvin Hargrove. The final election to determine the new county executive will be held in December. And Racine's Reef Point Marina is undergoing a major renovation with demo work underway. The project involves using a barge and a crane to move old docks to a temporary storage area, with plans for new docks, pumping stations, and restrooms. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 18, but came roaring back to force overtime on the way to a 127-120 win over the Pistons last night in Milwaukee. The Bucks were shorthanded. Doc Rivers.
No Dame, no Chris Middleton, no Bobby Portis. So we're down to one living point guard on our team.
Giannis finished the night with 59 points and talked about what he told the younger players filling in.
You know, don't take these moments for granted. It's easy for me to kind of fold and say, oh, guys are out. But no. We at the end of the day, you are here to do a job, which is compete.
NFL, the Packers face the Bears in Chicago Sunday. I asked Lucas Van Ness, who's going to replace Preston Smith on defense after he was traded to the Steelers.
Regardless who's here, it's always been a next up mentality. Whether it's myself, Mosby, Cox, JJ, we're all ready just to kind of fill in and help where we can. And that still stays the same.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered light rain and drizzle continues through this afternoon. Winding down early this evening, you could also run into some patchy fog. Otherwise, overcast and cloudy. Temperatures remaining mild, reaching highs in the low 50s. And the sunshine makes a return tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
WRJN local news and timeless hits, just like Linda Ronstadt.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave me. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. You know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me, baby, that.
Before that, with Linda, well, what the heck? Let's just play it. Here's Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt and loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will be you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. That'll be the day.
local motion on WRJN, and I resisted the urge to play Grand Funk Railroad right after it with their version of the local motion. Or was it a bad idea? Maybe I should have. But I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you this afternoon. Oh, on this not-so-bright sunny day. In fact, misty, cloudy, and I've been holding pretty steady. It's been like 53 all day. So at least now next week, if you're doing any traveling holiday season and you're heading up towards Eau Claire and Minneapolis, let me just double check when they're saying that's going to occur. Of course, I had it right in front of me until right now when I moved it. Well, let me, here it is. Okay, so next Tuesday and Wednesday, there'll be snow up in Iowa, Minneapolis, and northwestern Wisconsin. That's Eau Claire and everything. And you get up pretty much west of, oh boy, Black River Falls. Yeah, it seems like that's where all the snow is going to be. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. Hickston, that's the word, the city I was thinking of, or the actually teensy weensy little town. Get past Hickston. It's going to be snowy on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And we're not even at Thanksgiving yet. That's late this year, too. So who knows what the weather will be like then. One more slowdown that you need to know of next Monday, November 18th. If you're going to be around Kenosha, the speed limit on Wisconsin 32 between County KR and 7th Avenue will be reduced from 45 miles per hour to 35 miles per hour. So, I want to keep that in mind.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money. Until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Only the lonely.
Enjoy.
Yes, and local news and timelessness are back in WRJN. And you know who else is back? Lindsey Vonn. You know, that awesome skier. She's going to join the Olympic team and come back 5 years after retired. She's 40 now. Association, also the same group that had Cherish, Long Comes Mary was another big hit for them. And right before that, the Turtles with Eleanor. By the way, this past year, 2024, I keep saying last year. No, it's still 2024. Come on. Just trying to get myself ready for 25, you know. But they came to Wisconsin State Fair. The association was absolutely wonderful. And I've got my fingers crossed. I'd love for them to come again next year. The Turtles will be here next year at the Wisconsin State Fair with their Happy Together tour, where they bring a bunch of other 60s or early 70s artists with them and just have a blowout blast. Mark Lindsey from Paul Revere and the Raiders will be coming to the Wisconsin State Fair next year on the Happy Together tour. The Cows Hills, too, which I absolutely love. And one more that was the Vogues and Mark Lindsey. Oh, I already mentioned him. Sorry about that. Hey, tomorrow, artist of record, Petula Clark. And you know what? We're going to do Downtown because that's such a great song. You play it every hour or not. Sorry, boss. Just kidding. Our Artist of Record contest brought to us by Time and Again. Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And next week is a grand drawing for the record player. Everybody that wins, of course, is eligible to win that record player next Friday here on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha counties defied the regional trend with higher home sales in October. Those counties posted increases of 20 and 17% respectively. The strong performance here helped offset declines in the region, with Milwaukee County seeing a 9% drop in year-to-year numbers. The seven-county southeastern Wisconsin region saw an overall 2.3% gain in home sales compared to October 2023. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors continue to warn that there's not enough single-family homes and condo units being built. A $13 million security upgrade plan is in the works for Kenosha Unified Schools. The money would be used to create secure entrances for all schools. The move follows a recent incident where a 13-year-old with a suspicious bag was prevented from entering Roosevelt Elementary. The lawyer for the teen involved this week requested a mental competency exam. Racine County voters will go back to the polls 1 week from today. The special election votes for the county executive position will be held on Thursdays, with the primary next week and the final election on December 19th. The position is open due to the recent passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The primary election features four candidates: Wendy Christensen, Melvin Hargrove, Lorenzo Santos, and Ralph Malicki. The leading candidates from the primary will move on to the final election in December. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Scattered light rain and drizzle continues through this afternoon, winding down early this evening. You could also run into some patchy fog. Otherwise, overcast and cloudy. Temperatures remaining mild, reaching highs in the low 50s. And the sunshine makes a return tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Asking me, this is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see. I'm not told and I've come. I'm not told and I've come. That ain't the way that I find out. Open up your window, let some air into this room. Almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath. I'm not told and not to come. I'm not told and not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
She's a
Dog Night, Mama Told Me Not to Come. Of course, I didn't listen to her. Local news, Timeless Hits on WRJN. And if you heard Stuart J. Waddles doing the news and you said, I'd really like to know the most more of that story, check out our website, WRJN.com.
Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, and that's where we belong. Melody. It's the one that
made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love just like in a movie. Hey, baby, the play that I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the play that I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me.
WRJN and a sign from God. I guess it is cheeseburger after two. Because we're so close to White Castle and everything, I can just skim on down there and get, okay. Speaking of Florida, you know, they got a chance of another mess with a tropical storm for next week. keep you updated on that. Right now, it's the Rolling Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Timeless hits on WRJ. I'd tell a friend, and I really can't go wrong playing the Stones. Unless, of course, you personally don't like the Stones, and then in which case, whoops, I screwed up. Rolling Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash for you on WRJN. Everybody's got that one neighbor that knows everything about music. I'm serious. Not a show-off, not a, oh my gosh, there's Uncle Dick again, he knows it. No, he just really is a walking, talking encyclopedia of music. He's always been big into that. He was a trucker for years, and of course, listening to music, getting by on the roads, and yeah. Just love him, and I love his perspective that he brings to Uncle Dick's Picks. Uncle Dick Truck, tomorrow, his Dick's Picks is going to be England Dan and John Ford Coley, and I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait till Fridays, every Friday, just because he does such a great job with everybody picks. But tomorrow, England Dan and John Ford Coley, both who have, John Ford Coley, didn't he pass away a year or two ago? And of course, our own Dan Seale's been gone for a long, long time there. But he's going to feature him tomorrow on Uncle Dick's Picks tomorrow at 12:15 right here on WRJN.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Did Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Sits right here on WRJN. And when the weather gets colder, this is not a summer song by any means, simply because of the title of the song, For a Winter's Night. But I hope you don't mind if I put this on for you. It's one of my absolute favorite. Gordon Lightfoot and the day looking the way it is. I just think this song is appropriate for today.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. Air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you alone were true, just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
fire is dying, now my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane, where whips of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you, and to be once again with you.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJA.
In the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Shame, I am leaving, but the fight is still.